they were there very quickly. You owe the governor a real debt of gratitude because, as my emergency management director said, who's had 30 years on the job, this is the fastest emergency response and emergency declaration that we saw from any governor ever. And that really is a testament to Governor Cuomo. That said, post-Hurricane Irene, if there are lessons to be learned, simply said, the bureaucracy has been too big for homeowners. The awards have been too small when it comes to insurance claims. They've been forced to jump through hoops. Those are things that are completely unacceptable as someone tries to work to put their lives back together. Again, these are areas where the county government has worked to try to provide assistance for people. But the reality is this has been far too much bureaucracy for many people. From the ability to be able to get bridges back in, there was a bridge that was torn from its foundation into Phoenicia, the hamlet of Phoenicia. The DPW workers got that up and running, back and ready to go a month ahead of schedule, under budget, so that the hamlet of Phoenicia could have something called the Festival of the Voice, which attracts 7,000 people into that hamlet and gives a real economic shot in the arm. So it's just this huge outpouring of community involvement as well, neighbors helping neighbors. I think that's really been something that has been a testament. I'll give you an example. A day after Hurricane Irene, I flew over the county to be able to identify where we were going to put resources in a situation in which there were many roads that were cut off. You simply couldn't get around. A good example was on County Route 47, where there was once this picturesque country road that had a small culvert that went underneath that had, because of Hurricane Irene, a 35-foot deep, 50-foot across canyon created. I took Senator Schumer there, and he was just absolutely astonished at the power and the level of damage that could occur as a result of simply incredibly fast-moving water. That bridge is up and running. My people had to build a brand-new bridge in that structure, and they had a temporary in place in less than 48 hours because we had to be able to get children out of the Frost Valley YMCA camp. So there's a lot of these stories of people stepping forward and doing Herculean efforts across the board. But I wanted to tell you, I went and spoke at a fundraiser shortly after Hurricane Irene at Bel Air. And I expected there to be just a handful of people there because all the roads to get there had been cut off. The truth of the matter was there was almost 2,000 people there. Neighbors helping neighbors, pouring out whatever they could do to help, they were doing. And that was one of the most beautiful moments I have seen as county executive, and I think it really exemplifies the people of Ulster County and really the people of the entire Catskill region. They're committed to helping their neighbors. I had an individual who they introduced to me after I spoke who had lost everything, his business, his home, cars, everything. And he said something that I will forever take with me, and it moved me to tears. As I knelt down next to him and shook his hand to ask him how he was doing, he said, "I'm doing fine. I'm here to help other people." And they had just told me that he had lost everything. And he said, "I have three beautiful daughters and a wife I have loved for 30 years. I haven't lost a thing. Everything else can get rebuilt." And so that's exactly what we look at here in Ulster County. We're open for business. We have rebuilt. In some instances, we are actually even better than we were before. You know, re-engineered bridges, restructured roadways, businesses that have been able to make significant improvements. I can't say thank you enough, really, to everybody collectively who have come together. And I just came from an event in Pine Hill in the town of Shandaken on Saturday, in which the town came together to say thank you. Now, this is a town that has taken the brunt. If there was a place where you could say was the epicenter in Ulster County, it was the town of Shandaken, and they were saying thank you to other people, rather than, and really appreciating the efforts that have been made.
God forbid this should ever happen again, a storm of this size and this intensity, but what lessons have you learned to get ready for this another one if it ever happened?
We worked extremely hard during Hurricane Irene to be able to get information out. That really is one of the best things that a government can do, is bring together people like Central Hudson, bring together all the emergency services personnel, and make sure information gets out. And that means through print media, radio, television, everyone. And I was pleased, obviously, with the level of effort that went into making that happen. But as with any one of these events, you have to look to try to get better. And so We have formed an emergency command center at the law enforcement center, so that in the future we'll be able to provide even more enhanced cooperation as we get information out and provide essential services to people in need in these incredibly difficult times.